For the once sovereign nation of Hawaii, becoming the 50th American state in 1959 represented the formal conclusion of a transition that began 140 years earlier. That was when the first Christian missionaries sailed from New England to what was then called the Sandwich Islands. Their presence precipitated some profound changes in the culture and governance of the islands, which in turn provided the subject matter for the latest idiosyncratic history musings from Sarah Vowell, in a book she's titled Unfamiliar Fishes. She says she came away from the project with a grudging respect for the missionaries themselves, if not their aims.
Their main goal actually was to their mind, save as many Hawaiian souls from the eternal flames of hell as possible. And whatever one thinks about that, it is, in its way, kind of selfless. I mean, they gave up their country, their family, their comforts, and most of them were very young and pretty gutsy and brave and strong people.
And they did make some significant contributions to the native culture, Vowell notes, such as creating a written version of the Hawaiian language.
Those missionaries invented the written version of the Hawaiian language because it was just an oral language before their arrival, and then they translated the Bible into Hawaiian from the Greek and Hebrew, and they had printing presses and published millions of pages of books and newspapers and textbooks, almost all of it in Hawaiian.
Over time, the Westerners also succeeded in getting many of their values and practices widely dispersed among the Hawaiian people. But in this hierarchical society, they accomplished that by converting key leaders to embrace Christian beliefs.
The missionaries were incredibly persuasive, and they were lucky enough to convert some of the most powerful members of the Hawaiian ruling class, especially this one Queen Kamehameha I. It was convincing the aristocrats to become Christians and accept Christian ways that missionary values became dominant, but it was only because the Hawaiian ruling class turned that corner themselves.
The missionaries also introduced the idea of democratic rule to the islands and encouraged King Kamehameha III to create a constitutional monarchy, in which he ceded some of his royal authority to an elected legislature.
After learning about constitutional monarchies, he commissioned a constitution with the legislature and other branches of government, thereby giving up some of his power. So a lot of the ways that the white people in Hawaii got power was because of the generosity and largesse of King Kamehameha III.
Unfortunately, that opened the door for Westerners to own property on the islands, and subsequent generations of Hawaiians did not uphold the king's democratic ideals. Thus, the ruling queen was eventually overthrown, and in 1898, Hawaii was annexed by the United States, part of what Vowell characterizes as a burst of global empire building.
In 1898, within 4 months, the U.S. invades Cuba and the Philippines and acquires from the Spanish Guam and Puerto Rico as well, and in the middle of that summer, annexes Hawaii.
After researching all the misbehaviors recounted in this book, Vowell says she's still a Hawaii fan, but she avoids the thickly populated beaches in favor of the thick foliage of the tropical jungles. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.